Four.
151. Warming up exercises. Phonetics. Contraction, liaison, and weak form. You are going to hear two short dialogues. Listen carefully. Fill in the missing words. Each blank represents one word. Contractions like didn't, haven't, and so on count as one word.
Come into this room. It's warm in here.
Thank you.
You've come about Jim, I suppose.
Jim isn't doing well.
I'm afraid that's true.
Jim oughtn't to be bottom of the class.
But next term I think we'll see him improving. I'm optimistic.
Last time I came, I remember you said...
I'm optimistic, yes. But this time I'm especially so. Now, tea? Jam? Jam or strawberry? Avril isn't well, in fact.
Ill again?
I'll obviously have to cancel all engagements, cancel our holiday, cancel everything.
Don't cancel anything till I see her.
Dr. Gale examined her. It is considered medical opinion that...
Avril is your wife now, but she's my girl.
You know her very well, of course, but...
Tell Avril I'll come. Say you won't cancel anything.
Well, I won't go to Paris by myself, certainly.
I don't think you will, Anthony.
Part 2.
ABC.
It's 9 o'clock.
Graham Connolly with the news in brief. An advance party of 14 Australian soldiers left Sydney by Hercules transport this morning as part of Australia's peacekeeping force in Rhodesia. The advance party will unload the aircraft and supervise the setting up of an Australian base in Salisbury before the main peacekeeping contingent leaves Brisbane this weekend. Drought of disastrous proportions is feared in Queensland's northwest following months without rain and temperatures over the century mark. The ABC's Townsville office says there are already vast areas of bare earth, large dust bowls and dead cattle. The oil ministers of the OPEC countries have ended another session of talks in Caracas without having reached agreement on a new oil price. It's the third day of discussions, originally due to last only 2 days, between the member countries of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries. The Minister for Social Security, Senator Guilfoyle, has admitted that welfare programs announced this week had in fact been approved in 1976. After Thursday's federal cabinet meeting, Senator Guilfoyle announced funding for programs worth up to about $390 million for handicapped people, the aged and the disabled, and for senior citizen centres. But Senator Guilfoyle now says the government initially announced the proposals in 1976.
Exercise 1. Summarize the main idea of each news item by using a noun phrase. Exercise 2. Answer the questions you hear on the tape. What will the advance party do before the main peacekeeping contingents leave Brisbane? What are some of the signs which foretell a possible drought at disastrous proportion in Queensland's northwest? Have the OPEC talks reached any agreement on a new oil price? What kind of people will be benefited by the welfare programs?
Our other Indian name today comes from the Ojibways, who once inhabited a wide stretch of territory north of the Great Lakes. Hunting along the shores of Lake Superior or paddling their canoes on its broad surface, the Indians of long ago watched the spring flight of the geese as they winged their way north to their summer nesting grounds. After making the long crossing of Lake Superior, thousands of the geese would gather along a river and lake about 100 miles north of Sault Ste. Marie. The Ojibways called that place Wawaw, after the plaintive cry of the geese. The first white people in that area also used the name Wawa, but when the place became something of a mining center, some people thought that Wawa was a rather undignified name for a town that was becoming big and important. They wanted to call it Jamestown, after Sir James Dunn, president of the Algoma Mining Company that operated a large mine nearby. Now, the naming of a town is usually a simple matter. There's a government bureau of geographical names which checks to see that the name is appropriate and that it will not conflict with some other name. But apart from taking this precaution, once a name is adopted, everyone usually goes along with it. So the name Wawa was dropped, and the name Jamestown was officially adopted. The post office there was called Jamestown, and the signs on the railway station were changed from Wawa to Jamestown. All maps that appeared at that time used the name Jamestown. But there is one important thing that must be remembered when a name is given to a town, and that is that most of the people living there must like the name and approve of it. As it turned out, most of the people living in Wawa preferred the old name to the new. And as time went by, more and more of them were sorry that the name Jamestown had been adopted. They had nothing against Jamestown, except that it was such an ordinary name, so much like so many other names. But Wawa was distinctive. No other town in the world had such a name. And so they continued to use it, whether it was official or not. The post office noticed that letters were being addressed to Wawa and not to Jamestown. The railway found that people were giving Wawa as their address. And many of the motels going up on the new Trans-Canada Highway were using Wawa in their names. After a few years, it was officially agreed that, obviously, most of the people in the town preferred the old Indian name. Therefore, because this is a democratic country where people run their own affairs, there was no choice but to forget Jamestown and revert to Wawa. So, if you ever find yourself following the Trans-Canada Highway along the magnificent shore of Lake Superior north of Sault Ste. Marie, you will come across a town that has a splendid statue of a Canada goose in its main park. That is Wawa, paying tribute to the noble bird after which the town is so distinctively named.
Exercise 1. Answer the questions you hear on the tape. Who gave the name Wawa to the town? How did the word Wawa come into the Indian language? Where is Wawa? What was the other name once adopted for the town? Why was it adopted? Is the naming of a place a simple matter in present-day Canada? How does the Bureau function? Why did the town regain the name Wawa? What is the symbol of the town? Where can you find it? Exercise 2. Retell the story by using your own words.